producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Today is just another Good Day program, because it's not. But then yesterday's program wasn't just another Good Day program, because it wasn't. And tomorrow's program will not be just another Doug Steffen Good Day program, because it won't be. Jennifer won't be here, but Richie and I will be here tomorrow morning. Kenny's gone someplace. Where did Kenny go to?
He went to Florida.
He went to Florida. Yep. Okay, right. And Jennifer's going to Las Vegas. And Richie and I are staying home.
Who goes to Vegas for Thanksgiving?
Okay, how many times do I have to hear this? Look, it's not like I'm going to Vegas.
Nothing says that Thanksgiving like Vegas.
Leave me alone. I'm going to meet my grandpa who's 84, all
right? Who likes to go to Vegas for Thanksgiving. Right.
It's
a halfway point.
I will tell you, you'll have a good time because it'll be a ghost town. There are like three, I think, Christmas.
Do you know how hard it was to find a reservation for Thanksgiving? I don't know if it's going to be a
What, in
show.
Vegas?
Yeah.
There's nothing going on in Vegas.
Get out.
Nothing going on in Vegas. Okay, so let's see what's happening
here
Wednesday. Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Don't even say that.
If something happens to me, I hope I haunt you on your
Nothing's going to happen in Vegas on Thanksgiving weekend. Please.
No, the only thing that's happening is the ground delays at airports is like you wouldn't believe. Not only this week, but there is a study out from the Gov that suggests that commercial airliners are spending way more time than ever before on the ground, I mean when they get pushed back from the gate, and then it was fairly recently. I remember it was like we were going to taxi to wherever we're going next. It just kept going around.
Yeah.
Maybe like a half hour, 35 minutes on the tarmac before you take off. And this was not a big airport. But what happens is these airlines want to make it look like they're on time, so they push you back from the gate. But if air traffic control is having a problem, if the weather's bad or if there's a lot of traffic and congestion, the skyways are no different than the highway. You think there's some rhyme or reason to what goes on in the sky? You got another thing coming. It's all very much grab ass. It is, where is the plane at this moment? How's the weather affected it? Did you leave late? All of these things. They have these highways in the sky that they put the planes in, and they stack them up. Did I say grab? Was that crude? Did you dump it?
It is. No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. Anyway, it's a grab.
Hope not, because I just repeated.
Anyway.
Let it fly, brother.
Meredith is always after me, and she's right. I don't have to be crude. I said something
Why
last
not?
Night.
It's
in the car.
So fun.
No, but it's not appropriate when you're around. She's a lady. I said something that was funny last night. She looked at me and said, "Did you just say that?" Did you just say it in the way that she wanted me to say it, not in the way that I said it? I don't remember what it was that I said, but it was funny. At any rate, the point here is that the traveling today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next Monday, be realistic. You hear this from people who are on the air, and you read it, and some people pay attention, some people do not. This is a taxing time. So, in addition to the normal delays that take place because there is whatever's going on in the sky, there's so many more people, and in some circumstances,
and here's how the television is handling it. Here's how the TV is handling it right now. Airports on alert for busy travel rush.
Well, they're on alert for terrorism. That's what's slowing everybody down, is the terrorism stuff.
That's what they mean by alert.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, there's, come on, will you please stop ruining everything? Go away. Thought for the day today. Let's do our motivational thought first. Comes from Stephen Covey, who wrote, "We don't invent our missions, we detect them." which is really very interesting. I was talking about Andrew Carnegie earlier, Richie, he came to this country and saw an opportunity. He detected. He did the work. He studied. He said, okay, this is an opportunity, and so he took it. And so I think that's how that applies there. Now, in terms of what there is for quotes, I always love the quote of the day that goes along with our motivation. Quote of the day comes from Holly Holm. You know who she is?
She just won the world middleweight championship.
What's her face?
Yeah, MMG fighting.
Yeah,
but it couldn't be done.
Ronda Rousey.
That's it. Ronda Rousey. Yeah. Okay. So after the fight was over, she was introduced to a bunch of people, including Jay-Z, and she looked at Jay-Z's wife and said, "Hi, what's your name?"
I love that, actually. You know what? Yeah, right, I love exactly. that.
What's your name? Okay, and then the thought of the day comes from Ben Stein.
Great.
Who is an interesting character in his own. He had a TV show.
Dry.
He's had very dry. He's had
he's
fairly successful run as a commentator on poly, but he doesn't do it the same way as some of his other blowhards. He actually has something to say that seems intellectually stimulating often, and sometimes just plain fun.
Right.
Anyway,
back up his facts.
Right. He says the first step to getting the things you want out of life is this: decide what you want. How about that? That's what's more common sense. What is it that you want? Remember, thoughts are things. Put into your mind and into place what it is that you want out of life, whether it's relationship-wise, whether it's work-wise, whether it's travel, whatever it is that you want. That thought gets instilled in your subconscious as you go to bed every night. If you have it there, instead of watching the news, think about what it is that you most like in life. Because when you look at the news as the last part of your day, and you shut the TV off, or you're watching some horrible movie, can you imagine what goes on in people's minds when they've watched their Friday the 13th movie and they turn around and go to sleep? What's
same
going on in their minds?
Same thing on our minds when we finish watching 24 or Gotham or The Blacklist.
Yeah. No. I'm different, Rich.
Yes, you are.
Anyway.
Statement.
Truer words were never
said. Oh, really? Give me some background on that, will you please? You're going to make a statement. Let's have some background.
The email that you were just banging out during the news at the top of the hour where you were like, Jennifer and I sitting there listening to
I don't know who was on the other end.
I don't know who's going to speak and end
of
that
consultant email, was on the other
but
end.
But it sounded like this.
Yeah. Are you happy with your consultant
and
right
Jennifer
now?
And I are like,
you were really pounding the keyboard.
We're like, whoever's getting that email is not going to have a good day.
No, it's fine. It's a good thing. I'm very thankful for his help and his input. He sent me a nice note saying he was thankful for being connected to Jennifer and Richie and all the rest of the people in the Good Day program. And I was sending him back a few pointers, and that included
you
thank you.
Sending him some pointers.
Well, I was asking him for some clarification. How's that? Is that better? That sounds better. Doesn't it? Sounds much better. Okay, speaking of clarification, somebody asked me a question. I got asked a question about Provia and what Provia actually does and how it works. How can you be sure, this person said, how can you be sure that your claims actually are the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth? It wasn't quite that dramatic, but that's more or less what this person, her name was, I think, Diana or something like that. So anyway, the way that I know that Provia works is because I use it myself. When I went I went out of the house the other night, I think it was Monday night, I it was cold and I was chilled, so I got in my big old bathtub. I have a big old four-claw bathtub, like, it's 150 years old. And I just climb into that baby when I want to think for a while. This is the first big, long bath I've taken this season. So I'm just laying there, and I'm thinking about a lot of stuff and generally vegging out. Because when I get into the shower or the bathtub, it takes me a long time. I'm not a quick shower person. I'm not a quick bath person.
Yeah.
I don't like taking a
me
shower.
Either.
What about when you shower in the swimming pool? Does that take you a little quicker?
No, it depends on what else I'm up to. But sometimes I spend half hour in the pool with a bar of soap. Yeah. You certainly won't find me there this time of year. So anyway, as I get out of the tub, I'm looking at my hair and I'm thinking, oh, I got a few places up here I got to keep touching up. So I put a lot of Provia on my hair, and it was like, it was looked silly, actually, because I need a haircut. So when I went over to Meredith, she looks at my hair, and I said, do you think it looks funny? Silly. I tried to, but the stuff, when it, you put it in there, as it goes to work in your scalp cleansing, that's a volumizer, but if you don't comb it or brush it to the place where you want it to go, it sort of makes you look like Kramer. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine me looking like Kramer?
Not even close.
Okay, well, that's what I look like with this. But you know what? This stuff does its job. It is a natural serum, clinical-grade botanical extracts. You don't really care about that, I know, except many of you are interested in knowing that it's natural, and it is. It gets at the cause of hair loss and thinning, and more hair comes out. Dr. Ken told me this the other day. I didn't know this. More hair gets lost this time of year. More hair falls out in the winter than in the summer, and I didn't realize that. So Provia has even more of a reason for being in your life this time of year. If you're seeing a lot of hair on your comb or in your brush or when you take your shower, then perhaps you might want to call 800-525-8319 and avail yourself of the opportunity to take care of that thinning hair, wherever it is, back of your head, part line, wherever. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They'll send you two bottles for the price of one, and you'll deal with the cleansing of the scalp, because that's what it does. Cleans the pores so the new hair can grow in, and also it makes your hair look thicker and fuller. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698 and save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29 while supplies last. See club for details.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Thunder Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Comfort means a state of feeling satisfied, and at thecompanystore.com, your comfort is our number one priority. For more than 100 years, the Company Store has handcrafted in the U.S. the very best bedding basics, unique items you won't find anywhere else, like our dual warmth comforters that keep you and your partner sleeping at just the right temperature. Bring comfort home today. Thecompanystore.com, 20% off your entire order, plus free shipping with code RADIO at checkout. Thecompanystore.com, we are all about comfort.
All right, so here's the story. Pukin Putin says he was stabbed in the back.
Unfortunately, just a euphemism.
By the Turks. And he says it'll have serious consequences.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. So there are a lot of cooks in the kitchen in Syria. They're bumping into each other on the ground and in the air. This is a complicated global crisis that now is more difficult because of the shooting down of the plane. That's the first time a NATO country took down a Russian plane in 50
Turkey
years.
Turkey has a lot of issues, though.
Yes,
they're
does.
An ally of ours, but they're very extreme Muslim.
Speaking of Turkish issues, William Shatner does our video of the day today. He's frying a turkey.
Oh,
you
want to
see
one, yeah.
How to fry a turkey? You'll check out the video of the day.
He just wanted to get involved since Thanksgiving.
Shatner, right. He sort of sings. The instructions are sung. You got to watch the video. DougSteffen.com.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three in the living room.
Three.
Meredith reminded me this morning at like 4 o'clock that was Count Chocula. And I had forgotten that it was Count Chocula, actually.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that. That is funny that Meredith knows that.
Yeah. I know, I'm impressed. I thought it was the Count, wasn't it, from Sesame Street?
Well, the Count is called, isn't he called Count Chocula?
No, Count Chocula is the cereal guy.
Count Chocula is cereal.
No. This was the Count.
About the
this
count.
Is the Count from
Sesame Street.
From Sesame Street, yeah. Count, why did I... Well, there is a... It's the Cookie Monster.
Wasn't his
the
name like Count Von Count or something like that, right. I think?
But anyway, that's who that is. None of us knew that, so now we know.
Now
for our My Three Songs contest, after we're done with that bit of history. Three songs. This is a N-O-B-R-A-I-N-E-R.
Easy.
So, if you would like to win a copy of Maria Trilogy's new book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, this is what you have to do. You listen to the three songs we have for you here, and you figure out what the thread is. I'm not giving you the titles. You'll figure it out. 888-302-3684. First song from Andrew Gold. Top pop hit, 1978. Re-recorded, became a popular song again in the 80s when it was used as the theme song to Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah.
And in 2009, it was featured as the dedication to Casey Kasem during his final show on American Top 40. So this is Andrew Gold. Crank it up, Rich. Hey! Maybe you can figure this out already. 888-302-3684. Song number two by Dido. Did we play this yesterday?
We played all of these yesterday.
We did? No, we
didn't. Yes, we did.
Not for this competition.
Why did we play them yesterday?
Because we wanted just to have a concert about something.
Songs.
About the topic.
Oh, okay.
That are relatives.
Just give us a program.
We were just having some fun.
Yes, we were. So now we're having more fun, and I'm amazed as I look over at the phone bank. Okay, here we go. The second song, Dido, you hear the name of the song. This was her breakthrough hit in the U.S. Topped the charts in 2000 here and in 14 other countries. Her biggest hit to date. Been sampled in hits by Eminem and Snoop Dogg. It's been voted one of the most annoying songs, We Hate to Love. Why would that be? I don't find a problem with this song. Do you have a problem?
Yeah, this doesn't annoy me.
All right.
I like it.
We annoy each other, but we don't annoy.
This doesn't annoy me either.
All right, last song in the list, ZZ Top. Top 40 smash for them in 1980. This was, down at Rio, I remember yesterday. What? What'd I do?
What are you talking over the line?
Well, you don't think people get this from... come on.
I don't care.
What's the matter with you?
Play the songs for a reason.
Oh, yeah, I am so thankful for you, boys. Oh,
come on, will you please?
Be a DJ, will you?
I'll be quiet for a minute. How can I go from being a disc jockey to being a talk show host?
Yes, you can.
That's very nice. Thank you. This was ZZ's, second top 40 hit. They had six more in the 80s. Their videos on MTV sold most of their music, I think, didn't they?
Fun, most fun concert to go to.
And they had a song, about 3 years ago that was big. So they're still around trying to figure out whether they should shave their beards or not. 888-302-3684. Let me see here. We've got two Jimmys on the line. That's kind of interesting. Should we start with them, Richie, see where we go?
Well, we have a Jimmy and a James. Maybe we should wait for Jim to call.
You think? I don't know. There's Jimmy in Salisbury. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, look
at that. Look at all three of them.
All three of them. Hold on.
I love it.
We have Jimmy, James, and Jim.
Yep. All right. So that means we're probably going to have to give them all prizes. Jimmy, what do you think this is?
They all have to do with giving thanks.
All right. Hold on a minute. James, happy Thanksgiving. You're from where? Tucson, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Song's about thanks. Hold on just a second. All of you call back and we'll get the information. Jim's in Kennewick, Washington, right? Same thing with you?
Yes.
Now, who were we? That was like Richie was psychic. Because we didn't know that your name was Jim.
All we need is a Jim to show up now, and then bam.
And then bam, you're on the line. Jimmy, James, and Jim.
Did you get a mental pull from Rich McFadden? Is that why you called in?
I got something. I got something.
And as a result, you'll get something. So hold on a second. 28 and, I don't know, Richie, so just...
you still have some time.
Well, I don't, because I stepped on it because we went so long. But imagine, just as a point of reference.
That's amazing. I don't know if that's ever happened.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. The synchronicity of thought
that we've had.
And this is proof positive that what you think happens, and it was immediate there. So you're all right, Richie. 29 after and good day.
Powerful.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. If your pet has suddenly manifested an appetite disorder, see your veterinarian, who should conduct a thorough examination to make sure the pet is not suffering from any illness. If your pet receives a clean bill of health, begin therapy for his problem at once. This may mean, of course, an adjustment in your entire approach toward eating and feeding. Ask your vet about vitamins for the young, old, thin, or weak pet. Many veterinarians believe it's a good idea. Always remember that food is a matter of survival for an animal, and tampering in any way with this basic need can cause severe psychological and physical disorders. If you love your pet, you want him to be as healthy as possible, playful and content, and interested in life. And his emotional and physical well-being are directly related to what and how he is fed. As long as the whole family's attitude about food and mealtimes remains as enjoyable and trouble-free as possible, you should have a happy pet who eats to live and doesn't live to eat. If you have any questions about feeding your pet or how much, check with your veterinarian. We don't want our pets to get obese. We just want them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Radio, we celebrate pre-Thanksgiving with thankfulness. I'm thankful that you are there. I am thankful for Jennifer Horn. I'm thankful for Rich McFadden. I'm thankful for all of you and all these thankful songs. That's right. We had a little concert yesterday of songs for thanks, and then we put them together for our My Three Songs contest today. And we had three Jimmys win. Three. A James, a Jim, and a Jimmy.
That's right. Still amazes me. That is amazing.
You know what that is? When you think about the breadth of the coverage that we have here, and I don't like this to come into my head too much because sometimes it goes to my head and I'm sort of stuck, or not stuck, but Meredith was talking to me this morning about how many people every day wake up to my voice or our voices and figure it's going to be an okay day because we're here. That's why I do this program live, by the way, every holiday, tomorrow included. Richie and I will be here live tomorrow for our Thanksgiving program. Not to speak where Jennifer's going to be, but, you know, it's one of those things. Roberta will probably be around tomorrow, too, I would guess.
Roberta will be around tomorrow, Friday, I'm not sure about.
Yeah, right. Okay, anyway. So we're here, you're there, you depend on us. We're happy to have that dependency. I don't know what we'd call it, codependency. I'm kind of happy you're there. You're kind of happy we're here. So it's good all the way around. This is something else. I think back to the things that happen in our company, and you wonder whether people continue to be thankful for what happens in their lives that's good. Imagine what was going on in the mind of Elian Gonzalez. On this date, 1999, the kid was 5 years old. He was found clinging to an inner tube off the coast of Fort Lauderdale. His mother, his stepfather, and 11 other Cubans had boarded a small boat in Cuba attempting to get here. He was one of three to survive. His mother and his stepfather both drowned. He lived with his relatives in Miami. He was seized by the INS in 2000. I mean, this is how foolish. These people are so foolish. Everybody knew where he was. Yet it took him a year. Then they had to raid his house to get him, to return him to Cuba. It was just such nonsense. And he became a symbol of, you know, he was here illegally. Yeah, of course he was here illegally. And so by rights, government did the right thing. It was just kind of the way that they did it. But he's been back here, I think. Didn't he come back for some reason?
He wants to come back. He says he'd like to come back to the United States, but only as a tourist. He'd like to see a baseball game, visit the Washington Museums, and talk to Americans.
Good for him. But who doesn't remember the story of Elian Gonzalez?
Yeah. I mean, that's entire, a, I know.
It sort of presented all of...
He was just interviewed within the last few months on ABC.
Yeah, right.
And he says, for my family, it's always been, we always had the desire to say to the American people, to say to each household, our gratitude, appreciation, and love that we have.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank
Perhaps we could pay a visit to the United States, and I could personally thank those people who helped us.
Yeah, it'd be a nice thing to do.
We're so grateful for what they did.
All right.
What a good kid.
Yeah, he's a kid.
He's 20 couple years old now.
I'm chuckling because this is the anniversary, and I've forgotten this, of Ollie North getting canned by President Reagan for his role in the Iran-Contra scam. But you know what? It did him nothing. He should be thankful, and I bet he is every day of his life. He used to work with us here in this environment.
I worked with him for 5 years.
5 years, 6 years. Yeah, he did a decent talk show. He was okay. He was entertaining.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy. I like him a lot. Yeah, he was a good guy.
I worked with all of the convicted ex-politicians.
Yeah. I know,
Not Ollie North and G. Gordon Liddy, another wonderful guy.
Liddy's the greatest guy. Love that guy.
Yep, good guy. That's one of the things I'm thankful for. I come from, should we say, average roots. I grew up in the town. We had this conversation last night, too, because I'm thinking about, I'm selling this home and moving to another place, and I can't find another farm that I like, so it looks like I'll stay here in Framingham for a while. And it amuses Meredith. That's the case. And
that you're moving a quarter of a mile down the road?
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe I don't need whether it would be that
far. That's what's happening, Dougie. It's okay, though.
So, but, you know, the thing that I think about with people like North or even me or people who think about your own circumstances. You know, do you come from an average circumstance, and have you done some extraordinary things that are not average as you've grown into adulthood? I think my life has been blessed, and both Jennifer and Richie would tell you I'm anything but average. But I think of myself as sort of being, I think of myself as not wanting to be anything other than what I am and who I am. And so it is, somebody reminded me the other day about my lifestyle. I'm known in my town as the farmer. People do not know me as a radio person here. They don't pay. I mean, there are people that know and listen to me on the radio, but they don't make a big deal out of it. And the reason I bring it up is because someone said, what would have happened to your life if this program had become insanely successful and you couldn't go anywhere and not be recognized? I would not have liked that life. Ed McMahon, who became a great friend of mine there's a reason I was bringing this up, because over the course of my life, I've met some wonderful people and had great experiences and can tell some great stories about all the people that come from the lives of the rich and famous, or people who have done things like North have great stories to tell. McMahon, I just feel like I'm a conduit for that conversation. McMahon said to me, though, he loved being a celebrity. He loved any time I ever went anywhere with him. People were always just like, they rushed him because people loved him.
And he handled it so well.
He did such a great job of understanding what his celebrity was all about. But make no mistake, he loved being a celebrity. I don't look at myself as being a celebrity. I look at myself as being a facilitator of ideas. And so I'm happy when asked the question the other day, I don't know that I've given it a lot of thought, but I am happy to have had, and I'm thankful for the life that I have had and do have, because I don't want to go down the street in my old clothes and think, look at that guy. Look at, he's a radio guy and he dresses like that. I don't want people to think that way. It's the, you know, and I think that that's sort of, you put it all together. And you have some sort of, you have your, Rich, you have a regular life to lead. Jennifer, you have a regular life to lead. Both, we all have busy lives to lead. And this is one component of our busy lives. But it doesn't strangle us. It doesn't overpower us. It doesn't get the most of our energy. It gets our energy and our focus when we're doing it, but it isn't all out of control. Whereas with a lot of other people who are so-called celebrities, their whole thing is this kind of stuff. And their lives, I mean, we said this after we went to the Barry Manilow concert a few months ago. He was fabulous, and the crowd loved him. But what's it like when he goes back to his empty hotel room?
Right. You know, and it's quiet.
Yeah. Right. So I don't have to worry about that because I got a noisy tractor that's waiting for me when I get off the air. And I look forward to that, frankly. At any rate. Okay, let's turn the tides on people whose lives are not private. Billionaires Row. I got three of them for you. Ready?
Ready.
First story is about Ling Yang. Want me to repeat that?
Yeah, please.
Ling Yanghua.
Let us have it.
He's the one who bought that painting the other day with his credit card. $170 million painting. He pays for it with his credit card. And they're going to, he couldn't get the whole $170 million on the credit card, so they're going to have to do four swipes in order to pay for it. It kind of reminds me of what goes on at Radio America, Richie. So this guy pays for his painting with a credit card. There's a mark of richness, right? And then there's Elon Musk. He and the other fellow who is in the space business, Jeff Bezos, were sort of going back and forth with each other yesterday because they both have their own space company. Blue Origin is Bezos' company. Yesterday, it sent a rocket to the edge of space and came back with a controlled landing. And Elon Musk says BFD about that. You can figure out what that means, since Blue Origin is hoping to use the tech to send people into space. Musk says, what do you mean? Hey, remember me? I did this 3 years ago. What's the big deal with him? Don't forget me. I did it first. So I thought that was kind of cute and cool.
Right. Billionaires bragging over their space flights.
Right. Exactly. In a moment.
How to be relevant.
We get updated. Speaking of relevant, updated relatively important.
Do you want me here, Rich?
What? What's the matter?
Sure. Absolutely.
What happened?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, did I miss something? All right. Anyway, here we go. Before we get to Dr. Ron, I thought we would think about the highway hitting the road for the holidays. Are you worried about traffic? Worried about travel arrangements? Are you just plain worried? You don't realize there are a lot of struggling people with more serious challenges. For example, the people who are going to be visiting with their families this weekend who have cancer, who are undergoing cancer treatment. This is a difficult time for a lot of different reasons. Maybe you didn't think about it, but finding lodging during treatment for those people, especially during the holidays, can be very difficult. So we have Brian Osich to share some ideas and some resources with you if you are in need.
Thousands of cancer patients face enormous obstacles in finding a place to stay or reliable transportation while undergoing treatment. The American Cancer Society offers services connecting patients to care. Andrew Huff is with the American Cancer Society.
Many cancer patients must travel for treatment and stay far away from home for weeks or even months. Hotel and transportation costs bring financial burdens that force many to forego treatment.
But there is help. The American Cancer Society has resources that help provide access to potentially life-saving care.
The Society's Hope Lodges offer a free place to stay when care is far away from home. And Road to Recovery offers no-cost transportation by volunteers to and from treatment for those who do not have a ride or are unable to drive themselves.
If you need help getting to cancer treatment or lodging while treated away from home, go to cancer.org to learn more. That's Newsbreak from the American Cancer Society.
My headphone cord wrapped around my seat. I can't get back to the microphone.
Should we send help?
No, yeah. It's okay. 45 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Always happy to have Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on the program. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Ron, and your family and all the folks. Are you going to have a big meal? What do you traditionally do on Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll tell you, this year it's a little bit different because the family is in disarray. I'll tell you
really?
Why. Because my stepdaughter-in-law delivered a baby yesterday.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
So I don't know. It's going to be a little catch-as-catch-can. She's going to be a little weak, and, you know, maybe she'll straggle in for Thanksgiving dinner, but it's...
But already they're out of the hospital with the baby and home for Thanksgiving after having the baby yesterday?
Oh, I don't think so. Yeah, I think she had a C-section, so it's going to be a little rough. So had a delivery. We had a delivery.
Well, congratulations. That's very cool. Yeah, right. A Thanksgiving baby, something to be really thankful for. When you think of... Thanks. This is the corniest question that this time of year, but I do think it has relevance, especially to people like you who touch so many lives. You have thousands of patients who have seen you, maybe tens of thousands over the years, and they, I'm sure, are thankful for the help and advice that you give to them. So how do you turn that around? What does Ron Hoffman say when some clown like me asks him what you're most thankful for?
Well, you know, interestingly, that's the theme of my newsletter this week. What can we be thankful for? And, you know, among the things that I'm thankful for are, you know, some of the incredible facts about the human body, some of the incredible ways that the body functions without us even paying attention to it. You know, the exquisite systems that the body has to regulate temperature, blood pressure, our response to pathogens, invaders. You know, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And we just don't think about that. So maybe Thanksgiving is a time to start reflecting on that. And also, you know, I'm also thankful for my patients, mm-hmm. my listeners, the people who are interested in this type of medicine, because it's not a foregone conclusion that people would be interested in this. There's a lot of signals from conventional medicine that this is offbeat, that this is not...
quack! You're a quack! Hoffman, you're a quack!
I was going to use the Q word, because... And there's so many people who embrace this, and I think they're very courageous to do so because they depart from conventional wisdom.
No, you know what? There are, and studies show this, and I'm sure you mentioned it. You
people
do a
like
weekend
you,
radio show,
fact. Like you. You know, you're a firebrand about this type of medicine.
Yeah, I am because I do it for several reasons because it's worked for me. Frankly, my health and well-being is established well. The fact that I don't take vacations, days off, I don't get sick, I'm thankful for that. And I think part of it has to do with perhaps what's in my DNA, but also the fact that I'm cognizant of what I eat, what I put in my body, the supplements that I take, that sort of thing. But I also think that when it comes to the stuff, I use a particular example. We get exposed to things like this chicken, whatever, in the problem
chicken,
is at Costco.
Chicken gunya. Right. Nasty mosquito, you know, borne illness, very painful, blah, blah, blah.
All right. And then, so we get exposed to these things, and we either get it or we don't, depending on the strength of our immune system. And that's really your message. Your message is, make sure your immune system is strong, and you won't get sick. It goes pretty much across the board. 95% of the things that you get as a result of inflammation, and that's because your immune system's not working well.
Let me refine that message just a little bit. I don't think that by doing all these things you become invulnerable.
No!
I think that actually illness and kind of rolling with it and having resilience and maybe, you know, having a fever for a couple of days, but getting through it without antibiotics, without heavy-duty medications, without serious complications. That's the art of wellness. It's not to be perfectly healthy every moment of the day, but to be resilient, to bounce back, and not to become reliant on pharmaceutical quick fixes.
Go visit Dr. Hoffman's website, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. This week, the new one doesn't come out till Friday, I think. Doesn't it normally come out?
No, it'll come out today.
Oh, it comes out today. Most recent one that I saw focuses on the things that most conventional doctors don't know about supplements. How the vitamin D controversy rages. We don't have enough vitamin D in our system. Now, you can take too much. But it takes a lot to get there, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, indeed. And, you know, so what I focused on in that column is the nine things that your doctor doesn't know about supplements, but probably should.
Mm-hmm.
And many people in the public know more about this area. Well,
for example, taking a one-a-day type vitamin, a general, what do we call it, multipurpose vitamin, that, you know, doesn't really do you that much good. It might do you some good.
Yeah, especially since some of these are very poor quality. And you
right.
know, you're just getting
depends
a little bit
buy.
Of you know, synthetic vitamins, a smattering of what you need. It's not customized, it's not tailored.
And don't take Tums to build your bone structure, man. That's
among the
what a ruse that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so check it all out. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com. And again, my best wishes to you and your family with a new offspring for a happy Thanksgiving, Ron.
Thank you, and likewise.
Thank you. 51 past the hour, and good day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sounds like the theme for The Pet Show and Warren Eckstein with his observations about how to handle your pets for Thanksgiving. Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. You can check out his website, petshow.com. Check out his vitamins and minerals supplements just for dogs and cats at hugsandkisses.com or also petshow.com. Or you can go to warreneckstein.com. Or you can go to dougstefan.com. He's everywhere! All right, so first things first about Thanksgiving. We go over this every single year. You've been here with me on Thanksgiving for what, 14, 15 years, I think?
At least.
Okay, so Thanksgiving food problems for dogs. You have a list that you have posted on your website of things to absolutely make sure your pets, especially dogs, stay away from.
Yeah, and it's real important. Just things, for example, like turkey skin. People just throw the turkey skin for their dog and cat, which can actually cause pancreatitis because it's real high in fat. People think they can give their pets bones. You know, if they're cooked like turkey bones or ham bones, they can splinter. Very dangerous. Onions and garlic, they contain sulfides. Onions worse than garlic, but they're both dangerous. Whether they're raw or cooked doesn't make any difference. This is common sense, though, Doug. Don't give your dog or cat a beer. All right, because the hops in beer can be
come on.
Dogs and cats. I get letters from these dogs and cats all over the country. And nuts. Nuts can be dangerous. Walnuts and macadamia nuts. You know, around the holidays, a lot of people put out those expensive macadamia nuts. Mm-hmm. It's actually so something called macadamia nut toxicosis. That's how common it is where dogs or cats get real sick. Nutmeg, you know, we use a lot of nutmeg
sage,
and of course, you know about chocolate. And don't give your dogs dough if you're baking, because the dough can actually rise, causing bloat in your dog.
Really?
To keep them safe.
Wow, I never would have said, yeah, that makes perfect sense, though, doesn't it, huh? Careful.
That can actually cause bloat or gastric torsion, absolutely.
Yeah, just make very, just use your own, common sense is at a premium these days.
Well, you know, I'm just not eccentric, Doug, and I would never be called eccentric, but on Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day or any day where there's a holiday and a big feast, I always make a platter for my pets, so when people come over, they know that these are okay, whether it be carrots or whatever, these are okay to give the pets.
Don't carrots, great for the dog. Charlotte used to love to eat carrots, peas, that kind of stuff.
As long as you don't tell them, I have my dogs convinced that carrots are made out of liverwurst, but don't say anything.
All right, I'll say nothing. Story we have at DougSteffen.com today. There are four or five cat stories. They seem to be carrying the day here, including the story about the cats who are on this Twitter feed. There are a number of photos at hashtag Brussels. Is it Brusselette? Brussels or something like Brussels lockdown. I think that's what it is. It's Brussels lockdown. Hashtag Brussels lockdown. Pictures of cats with guns and ammunition. I don't know if you've seen it. I was taken back a little bit by it, but there are a lot of them. There's a picture of cats sort of out of Star Wars, who are with the with the troopers on the back of them. A picture of a cat with a gun aimed out the window. This sort of thing. It seems kind of silly, but yet it is. It's brought people around to looking at how cats can be used in the situation where Brussels is on lockdown. So we need a little amusement. I thought that was kind of cool. Have you seen those?
I haven't seen those. I got to be honest with you. It's interesting. I read many, many books years ago on how cats and dogs helped people getting, especially in England when they were being bombed all the time during World War II.
Right.
So I guess we do need a little humor. But in realistically, remember that during stressful times, whether it be lockdown in Brussels or right after 9/11, cats and dogs were so important to people in terms of giving them that comfort zone that they needed.
Yep. There's also a story at DougSteffen.com about this French police dog that was killed in the raid last week. It's quite a good story about a dog. Most of these dogs are German Shepherds. That's not by accident, is it?
They're not using German Shepherds as much anymore. Now they're using something called Dutch Shepherds or Malinois or Tuvarins. As a matter of fact, Russia actually is replacing that dog that got killed for the French.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, but they already gave him a brand new puppy, the same breed of dog. I believe it was a Malinois, to be trained by the government. Yeah, which I think was a nice gesture.
All right. Also, story at DougSteffen.com. There's a viral trend involving placing cucumbers behind cats that apparently is cruel and harmful to them. Would you know anything about that? There's a YouTube
video. Yeah, it's scary because it reminds them of snakes, and cats are very scared of snakes.
Ooh.
If you put something long like a cucumber behind them, it freaks them out. How stupid is that for some cat guardian to do that?
It is just plain stupid.
It's the
YouTube effect.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a YouTube video that'll get viral. And
check out the YouTube video. We have the Johns Hopkins honorary master's degree given to the guide dog who sat through all of his owner's classes. There's a great story for you to check out at DougSteffen.com. Warren, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for that.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.